Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the News, Civic Media
I'm Lena
app.
Roy. This is what it sounded like today in Tel Aviv. Sirens went off this morning, forcing Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to briefly take shelter in a bunker with the war cabinet. Blinken is back in Israel to show firm U.S. support of Israel's right to defend itself. U.S. officials have said that the Pentagon will not send U.S. troops to help Israel in the war with Hamas, but the military is putting about 2,000 service members on high alert just in case. ABC's Andy Field explains why.
Those 2,000 Pentagon personnel on standby are not combat troops. Instead, they would offer advising, support, and medical assistance to Israel if needed. Pentagon officials say they would be there to help prevent an expanded war, not help Israel fight the current battle with Hamas.
At least two people are dead after being shot by a terrorist riding a scooter in Brussels. This is ABC News. New FBI national crime statistics are out.
Every October, the FBI releases crime statistics from the previous year showing the top crimes in the U.S. and whether they've gone up or down. Car thefts up 10%, including carjackings, with more than 1 million vehicles stolen in 2022. 18% of those carried out by males under 18. But violent crime was down. Murder, manslaughter, rape, aggravated assault, and robbery all decreasing roughly 2% on average in 2022, with rapes down almost 5%. Another note, firearms were the most used weapon to commit crimes, including nearly 80% of murder and manslaughter cases. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Anderson Economic Group says total economic losses from the UAW strike have now reached $7.7 billion. Ford CEO Bill Ford doesn't want to battle the UAW. He says the real problem is union-free car factories.
This should not be Ford versus the UAW. It should be Ford and the UAW versus Toyota, Honda, Tesla.
Rena Roy, ABC News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
A Two Rivers man who works at a haunted house is in custody for child sexual assault. 37-year-old John Schwartz is in the Manitowoc County Jail. His alleged victims are employees and volunteers at Scare USA in Two Rivers. In addition to sexual assault, Schwartz is being held for child enticement charges and exposing himself. Two Rivers police say there may be more victims. If you have any information, please contact the Two Rivers Police Department. If you have a weighted blanket in the home, you'll want to hear this. Amazon is recalling a 5-pound blanket with the brand name Your Health Toolkit. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says kids could possibly get trapped inside the blanket, which has a zipper, and potentially suffocate. The product is from the year 2020 and sells for between $25 and $40. If you have one of these in the home, you're being encouraged to return it to Amazon for a full refund. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Trunk or treat! I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat? Well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW program. Is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's a pre-party Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
All right. I'm awesome, Crudy. Good to see you. Hello, Nate, working the board. Welcome back, my friend. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Monday. Happy pre-party. Make sure you come out tomorrow. The Jade Monkey, that funky monkey in Madison. That's where we're going to be.
Dom, I've been booking a big show for you. Here is who we've got on the agenda for tomorrow. Joe Parisi, the outgoing Dane County executive. He's retiring. He's not being pushed out. Everybody likes Joe. We love Joe. Joe was going to lead the show with us tomorrow from the Jade Monkey. And then appellate judge Chris Taylor, former state assembly rep Chris Taylor, everybody's favorite Chris Taylor, is coming to the party. And the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, well, you got to have a party chair, Ben Wickler. He's going to be at the party 5:30 to 6 o'clock on the big show. And I have invited Maggie Dawn. No promises, because, you know, trying to pin Maggie Dawn down is quite difficult. But I have told her technically we could have her broadcast immediately after us. So if I'm making problems for the organization, so sorry. If Maggie could be at the party with us, that'd be great. So no promises on Maggie.
Taylor, Wickler, and maybe Maggie tomorrow, plus you and I and our fair audience.
Oh, we got lots of friends coming. I encourage you, the weather, it's going to be excellent. The crowd, it's going to be partying. And 4 to 6, the live broadcast, soiree to follow, Dom. So excellent. Today is a pre-party Monday. Don't you be overdoing it down there.
Oh, no, I'll warm up. I'm a professional.
Save yourself for the real deal tomorrow.
Don't try this at home, kids.
And once again, the Jade Monkey, that is probably the only Madison party we're doing this fall at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge over on Cottage Grove Road, one of Hawk's finer neighborhood bars. What else? Oh, yeah. The Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin, they lie through their teeth. I cannot believe.
God, I know.
It today is a day it's going to be hard not to swear.
I think I got it all out of my system as we were prepping here, Crudy, so I will do my damnedest to keep it FCC compliant.
Doing some pre-party swearing, were you, Dom?
Yeah, right.
This headline, Dom, barely captures the sentiment. Despite public comments of the, Republican leadership, Republicans concede in legal filing they lack the grounds to oust Megan Wolf.
What?
Well, when you get into it, it is much, much worse. Let's get started. Don Molly Beck reporting. Dateline Madison. After voting last month to fire the nonpartisan leader of Wisconsin's elections agency, Senate Republicans are now saying they did not have grounds to oust her, nor the power to replace her, despite claiming the opposite to the public. Son of a...
I mean, can he, I guess you cannot have a headline that says GOP or a bunch of lying SOBs. Is that too strong? Because if someone says something in public and then says the exact opposite thing, you know, in court filings, you know, one of those things is a lie.
Dominic, let's name some names. Senate Majority Leader, your favorite, Devin LeMahieu, right? Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Boss Voss, and Senate President Chris Kapinga, in new court filing, admitted their efforts so far to remove Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf was symbolic.
Symbolic?
That Wolf is legally in her current position and that lawmakers have no power to replace her, despite GOP leaders claiming the opposite in public statements as recently as yesterday.
Sunday? That was yesterday. You know, the Sabbath. Isn't there something about lying? I'm not clear. Symbolic? More like performative politics.
Dominic, they had to what? They had to put a court filing forward on Monday. They had to deal with the lawsuit laid out by the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call. And here's the problem, Dom. They've been living the big lie for so long, and they want to blame it on Megan Wolf. It was rigged, and it's her fault. Again, jumping around in the body of the work, but Trump, who is leading the 2024 GOP presidential primary race, has continued to lie about the result of Wisconsin's last presidential election, bolstering the beliefs of those who do not believe Biden is a legitimate president, many of whom have made Wolf the symbol of their false claims because of her position at the Elections Commission.
Curdy, I'll jump in here. Molly Beck
reporting. I'm choking on these words.
At the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. At the same time, some Republican lawmakers have also targeted Wolf because of actions the bipartisan panel of six commissioners voted to take during the coronavirus pandemic at a time when health officials were advising people to avoid crowds and for some voting practices that have since been deemed illegal through lawsuits. In September, the state Senate, in a party line vote, rejected the appointment of Wolf. Minutes after the vote, Call filed a lawsuit asking the judge to block Republican legislative leaders from appointing a new administrator and to declare Wolf administrator, arguing the Senate did not have the power to oust her. Meanwhile, Wolf said she would not leave her job until a court told her to do so. Separately, a week after the Senate vote to fire Wolf, five Republicans in the state assembly proposed articles to remove Wolf from office through impeachment, an effort that so far hasn't advanced in the assembly.
Give him time, Tom. Give him time.
Even though lawmakers voted Wolf out, she stayed in her job because the vote to fire her isn't being recognized by Wolf or many Democrats as legitimate because the Republican-controlled state Senate forced to vote on Wolf's future, even though the bipartisan election commission charged with hiring her did not put forward a nomination of Wolf to consider. When Wolf's term expired in June, the six members of the commission agreed Wolf should stay in her job but failed to find consensus on how to respond to an effort by Senate Republicans to oust her. Ultimately, the commission did not put forward the four votes required by law to reappoint Wolf, with Democratic commissioners arguing a recent state Supreme Court ruling that allows such officials to stay in their positions beyond expiration of their terms protects Wolf's job. Senate Republicans decided to move forward anyway. LeMahieu contended the 3-0 commission vote, 3-0, it's out of six, folks, that resulted in a failed motion to reappoint Wolf was actually enough votes to reappoint Wolf, even though state law says such votes require a majority of commissioners or four votes. Here's what LeMahieu said at the time. They could have voted no. They didn't vote no. That would have been a tie vote, but it was a unanimous vote. 3-0 is a two-thirds vote. But Crudy, in Monday's filing...
Oh, don't get me started, Tom!
On Monday's filing, LeMahieu claimed the opposite, admitting the commission's 3-0 vote on Wolf did not effectuate an appointment. the wolf is legally in her current position as a holdover and that the Senate has no power to act on an appointment where there is no pending appointment.
There's more, Dom. There's more! The legislative leaders also said in the filing that the legislators' joint committee on legislative organization has no power to appoint an interim administrator while Administrator Wolf is holding over. Even though Voss on Sunday, that's yesterday, Dom, said the committee should begin the process of replacing her. Here's a quote. I certainly think the law in my mind is crystal clear. The position is vacant. She was not confirmed. We have no, we need to have a new person selected by the WEC. That's the Wisconsin Elections Commission. If they refuse to do that, JCLO is the natural route. Now that's what Voss said. What, yesterday in an interview with WISN TV, but in the legal filings today, Dom, they took a different tact. They had to tell the truth in the legal filings.
Aides to Voss and LeMahieu did not immediately say why the filings conflict with their public statements on the matter.
They've been fat liars. That is one man's opinion, Dom, but they're acting like big fat liars.
Come on, man. If you say it's white in public and then you say in your court filings it's black, I mean, and you say it so often, as recently as yesterday, how is that not deceit? And again, this goes to the play, man. This is goes to the big lie. They want to keep their base, you know, frothy, man, exuberant. They want to keep them going. So what do? They politically go after Wolf, who's just doing her job. And what do they say in public? They're keeping them going, riling them up. Oh, yeah, she got to go. 3-0. That's a majority. I mean, what? And when the rubber hits the road, you admit finally, when it matters. Because politicians, they can lie to you, folks. And you supporters of the Republican Party, you supporters of the MAGA, Voss, Kapinga, LeMahieu, they are lying to you. They're lying to you. And I got to tell you, man, if any of these Democrats in office would say something to me publicly and then over and over and over again, get me riled up and then go to court and say the exact opposite thing, I would have a problem with it. This is not a reflection necessarily is on those Republican leaders as much as it is on you supporters who follow them.
Dominic, in a statement, Josh Call, the attorney general, said he's glad they being Voss, Kapinga, and LeMahieu, have finally acknowledged these realities, though it's a shame it took a filing of litigation to get to this point. Wisconsin DOJ will continue to pursue this matter in court to prevent any further unnecessary confusion about the WEC administrator and protect the fair administration of elections in Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
But, Dom, they were saying just the opposite. Not Josh Call. Josh Call's been very consistent on this. He's the Democratic attorney general. But the Republican legislative leaders, they were on the TVs yesterday lying to the state of Wisconsin. Yesterday, knowing that their legal filing would require the truth today. But here's what they're counting on. More people watch the WISN TV than are going to hear the truth from Dom and Crute. And the outrage we feel right now that you should all feel, well, they're hoping that'll be blunted by the fact they lied to your faces yesterday. I'm just saying, that kind of bothers me. 844-967-2789. How about you, Dom? You're a little salty. I can tell.
Oh, man, terrible.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively.